We've all got the same damn 86,400 seconds per day. A few hours of wasted time here and there seems like nothing, but trust me, it adds up. Missed opportunity, untapped potential, inhibited growth and development. Time doesn't stop for anyone. Time doesn't discriminate. Time doesn't care about your feelings. The time is always right now. Get ready to be inspired. It's time for your daily dose of motivation. Let's go. Yo, this is your host, Michael Russo, a.k.a. M. Rudo. This is episode number 41 of the Motivation Movement podcast titled, Be a Better Human, Be an Animal. We can learn a lot from nature in general, but animals more specifically. Research has shown that animals experience a great depth of emotion and have very organized, complex systems of social relations. And for anyone who has a furry friend at home, or a feathered or scaly one, I guess, we know that animals are obviously capable of caring for human beings as well. On a grander scale, the well-being of humans and animals are extremely interconnected. Humans, for as long as history has been documented, have been fascinated with zoology, the scientific study of the behavior, structure, physiology, classification, and distribution of animals. For thousands of years, humans have told stories of great battles between animal and man, stories of animals teaching human lessons, stories using animals as symbolism, and so on. Take the Chinese zodiac, for example. The 12 Chinese zodiac animals in a cycle are not only used to represent years in China, but also believed to influence people's personalities, career, compatibility, marriage, and fortune. We use animals to examine certain features of ourselves. We imagine ourselves being strong as an ox, as fierce as a lion, as smart as a dolphin, or maybe we have the memory of an elephant. Today's quote is from Harry Bestone, who was an American writer and naturalist, best known as the author of The Outermost House from 1928. Fun fact, weirdly enough, he has the same exact birthday as me, June 1st. The quote goes like this. We patronize the animals for their incompleteness, for their tragic fate of having taken form so far below ourselves. And therein we err, and greatly err. For the animals shall not be measured by man. In a world older and more complete than ours, they are more finished and complete, gifted with extensions of the senses we have lost or never attained. Living by voices we shall never hear. They are not brethren, they are not underlings, they are other nations, caught with ourselves in the net of life and time, fellow prisoners of the splendor and travail of the earth. My dad always used to tell me, Ruger, our family dog, has it all figured out, and I'm starting to think he was right. Determination, teamwork, and forgiveness are the top three lessons we can learn from animals. I've chosen one animal to represent each quality. The determination category has to go to the beaver. The saying, busy as a beaver, does hold true. Beginning in the late summer, beavers begin building their homes for the winter. The process of building a dam in a river or stream is intense and takes a long time. Beavers are one of the very, very, very few mammals who actually transform their habitat to suit their needs. If they're not sleeping or eating, they're building. Next is teamwork. This characteristic is dedicated to the ant. Well, the ants plural. Israel's Weizmann Institute found in a 2015 study that ants configure into complex formations under the direction of cohort leaders in order to move heavy objects to their nests. The ants formed surprisingly logical formations and worked together as a group 90% of the time. The ants worked as a team to pull heavy food items such as Cheerios in the same direction, with leaders guiding the group in the correct direction. The ants were able to reorganize into new formations when faced with obstacles or challenges. In the 10% of the cases where the ants fell out of formation, one of the group leaders within the tribe of ants was able to coach the team back into the proper system. Insane. Finally, one of the more empathetic traits of animals, I wanted to discuss the elephant, which displays forgiveness in a beautiful manner. For all the terrible harm we've done to elephants as a species, forcing them into carnivals for our entertainment, killing them for their tusks, the ivory, they still manage to trust and be open to human intervention. I try not to double quote in any single episode of the Motivation Movement, but I couldn't summarize the lesson us humans should learn from elephants any better than famous naturalist and conservationist Daphne Sheldrick did. She said so eloquently, "Noble, powerful, yet inherently gentle, elephants are emotionally identical to us, but so much better than us in many ways. Endowed with a mysterious intuition, slow to anger, they never forget and yet find forgiveness despite the unjust and evil cruelty inflicted on them." So, in conclusion for today, my final thought, thinking like an animal, suspending ourselves from all the social constructs us humans have created, we realize what's important in our lives. It becomes easier to focus on the basics like health, rest, caring for our families, eating, etc., and in general, to just let go of the attachments. The playful nature of some animals shows us not to take life too seriously. It reminds us to be vulnerable and have fun. That's why people love watching videos of cute puppies and kittens on YouTube and TikTok. From a purely motivational standpoint, animals teach us to follow our intuition, to trust your instincts. Sometimes our ability to reason and rationalize as humans can work against us. As we attend to our senses and acknowledge our instincts, we open ourselves up to new choices and new opportunities. That is all for today's episode, folks. Let me know what y'all think using hashtag the motivation movement on social media. Tag at mruto, and do not forget to visit the new website, mruto.com. I want to hear your raw, uncut, unfiltered feedback. Do not hold back. I'm not very sensitive. I can take the heat. I very much appreciate the criticism. If you do come across a great quote you'd like to hear me talk about, share it. Tune in for new episodes every Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Do not forget to subscribe to the podcast. Please leave a review if you find the time. Again, this is your host, Michael Russo. Thank you for listening in. More motivation, more hustle, more life. Listening to this podcast should only take up about 5 of the 1,440 minutes that we're all fortunate enough to be given each and every single day. What you do with the remaining 99.6527% of the day is completely up to you. Hold yourself accountable. Take ownership of your situation. Live life unfiltered. Join the motivation movement. Let's go.